From an invisible life begging on the streets of Calcutta, cripples and lepers in India are transforming into visionary entrepreneurs and impacting those around them. Thousands of similarly differently abled people in India are now leading fulfilling and autonomous lives thanks to a Gandhian-inspired project called the Trace and Treat Campaign, initiated about 60 years ago by victims of leprosy and disabled in India. Well, today their ranks have swollen to include orphans, unwed mothers, and people who suffer age-related problems. Professor of Anthropology at the Catholic University of Louvain, Belgium, João Coelho, has been investigating the success of the project in Anandwan in the Indian state of Maharashtra. There, in satellite communities across the state, more than 5,000 lepers, cripples, blind or mentally challenged people have been empowered by pioneering projects in agriculture, fish farming, education, industrial production, and environmental protection. Many of those involved in the project are deaf. I met Professor Coelho at a Vatican conference on the Church's ministry to the deaf and hearing challenged. I was shocked to learn that 80% of deaf or hearing impaired people live in low and middle income countries like Professor Coelho's India.
The problem in the developing world is different from the developed world. In the developing world, everybody is marching ahead. There is no clear-cut definition for disabled or deaf people because the families take care of their deaf. They are not put in asylums or in rehabilitation centers, but they live with the families. So the problem there is different than the problem we see in the developed or the first world. The deaf are a gift of God to the community and to the planet. And the deaf are potential leaders, born leaders. The able-bodied society has to create space and opportunities for them to contribute in the planet-making, world-reshaping, community-remaking projects. There is a strong responsibility on the able-bodied society not to keep them out of the main center of the planet. They have to be included so that they enrich with the gifts God has given them in building a community of all brothers and sisters living together in harmony. So there is a challenge for the able-bodied society to include them as early as possible.
In the developed world, the differently abled lament they are often stigmatized and ostracized in their communities. How are their physical differences perceived then in India?
Stigma is a very strong weapon in the Indian society. We have this caste system which is already stigmatizing people as born in a better circle or in a weaker circle. Then this illnesses like deafness, blindness is also a big stigma. And if people know that there is some deaf person, then the family is stigmatized, not only the person. A family will have difficulties in, say, getting brides and grooms for the other siblings if there is a person deaf, because they would feel that the deafness may be in the family and it could be coming to the offspring.
So how would this family be treated?
This family would be restricted in its choices, economic, education, profession, and social circles.
So it's not just the deaf person, him or herself, who's being ostracized.
No. It is a family, and it is the whole house which is being marked as carrying something serious, which should not be passed on to other houses.
Professor Coelho says that in the Trace and Treat campaign, the deaf and blind are called to give a helping hand to those less fortunate than they are.
Yeah, see, these deaf people, they are able-bodied. Apart from their hearing, the rest of their functions are better than the lepers. The leprosy people have, parts of their body are already buried. like fingers have been lost, limbs have been lost. So the leprosy, the deaf people are intact except for their hearing. So they are able to see, and they are the most visible people on the campus. They are mobile. They can take people. They can ride a cycle. They can ride a bullock cart. So the leprosy-affected, crippled, deformed find them as their saviors, who can lead them, who can take them to places, who can feed them, who can do everything except hearing.
The able-bodied reaching out to those who can't do for themselves. But living and working with the deaf raises a unique challenge: how to communicate with each other. Lepers and cripples are learning the language of signing.
The leprosy-affected people and others, they try to learn their language so that they can communicate and understand what they are saying, because they are the most powerful people on the campus.
Today, the campus, actually a village, Anandwan, spreads over 200 hectares and has 3,000 inhabitants. The village boasts two hospitals, a university, an orphanage, a school for the blind, and a technical wing. Its satellite communities of Somnath and Hamalkasa, together with numerous sub-centers, support another 2,000 people. These communities have become nearly self-sufficient through organic farming and micro-water management and cottage industries that generate enough income to buy food and other things the community cannot produce itself.
The project is having about 5,000 members, and their main project is Anandwan, after which they have started 6 satellite villages where they go out to help. So the surplus people and surplus talent is distributed over another 6 villages. And they train others. You know, they have their own agriculture by which they produce their own food, fruit, vegetable. They also have their own industrial belt where they make their own cloth. For example, what I wear is made by them. They spin cloth, they stitch, and they use for them. And what is surplus, they sell in the open market. They have their own fisheries, ponds where they grow. They use their rainwater for harvesting of rainwater and cultivating fish. Then they also have machines which they operate for repairing cycles, making tricycles, bicycles, wheelchairs, artificial limbs for the leprosy-affected people. And then they have their own dairy, cows, buffaloes, goats. They also have started schools for the blind, for the deaf, for the crippled, and now they have 3 colleges: arts, science, commerce, and agriculture, for the use of the able-bodied people. So they are the owners. People come there, so they are empowering others. This project has been started by one Gandhian, a follower of Gandhi, in 1949. This project is going, and a person like me is going there to learn from them their techniques of world remaking and world reshaping. So I am a keen follower and a student of the spirituality of the disabled. They teach me. They have everything to give, much more than me. They make me their guest. They provide me food. They cook their food, the lepers. And I feel quite thrilled to see that they can achieve so much in life.
How have you seen this change the lives and the feeling about themselves of lepers and deaf people?
You see, they have 2 versions of their story. The first is the neglect, the stigma, the chasing away by their own parents, their families, their wives. See, they have been chased. So that is the sad part of their background. The present is that they are, you know, from those ruins of their life, they have come to a level where they don't miss anything. They only miss opportunities to serve the society. And that's why they have started this thing. And they feel, had I not been a leper, had I not been a deaf, I would have been at home and just languishing like my other siblings. But here, I am the maker of my destiny. I have a future. We have been blessed. If one hand is not working, what do I do with my second hand? Or if one foot is missing, what do I do? If ears are missing, what do I do with the eyes? So they always say what we have is already a blessing. And they say, okay, it is to celebrate life and thank the giver of life for making us like this. And they're able to entertain people. They also get married. The deaf get married to the blind, or vice versa, or to a cured leprosy-affected person. So they have started their own families, own children, own garden, and they give extremely good conditions for their own children to grow up, schools, colleges, and workshops to work if they want to, or if they say, okay, you get reintegrated in the normal society.
But you're saying that you'd like to see that the religious, which there's an abundance of in India, you'd like to see them be more involved in projects such as this.
Religious in India are involved, some of them, who have not lost the vision of their vocation. But there are many who are, you know, who, for whom being part of the hierarchy, getting the mitre, getting these titles is quite important. And there they make a choice which is more for being part of the top than the bottom, which is just the opposite of what Jesus did. So in that way, the church is able to do, I mean, has the potential to do quite a lot, but there are people who have a different idea of serving the church.
In November 2009, Pope Benedict XVI blamed the shocking numbers of hearing-impaired people in the developing world on a lack of appropriate policies and legislation, and, he said, on the difficulty in accessing primary health care. Deafness, in fact, is often a consequence of illnesses that are easily curable. Sometimes it's simply a question of nutrition.
The deaf who are already deaf, not much can be done in terms of getting them back to a level of hearing. But prevention of deafness can certainly be initiated, you know, by providing them good infrastructure. Like, you know, the women when they are pregnant and all, the problem is nourishment, care is not really as it is in the developed world. So much of our problems, difficulties are are because mothers are undernourished, kids are undernourished, so they don't have the immunity to fight, especially when they are small. And that could be, once that is solved, the children have basic needs satisfied, you know, substantial and sufficient food, good medical care, good hygiene. Then I think gradually, once those things are set in place, people will be having less of these problems.
Clearly inspired by these people who have turned their lives around in such astounding ways, Professor Coelho says there are many lessons to be learned here.
We have to learn from the disabled people, you see, that, and give them a chance to take care of us instead of we wanting to take care of them all the time. So I experience in my life that the lepers, the deaf, the dumb are taking good care of me, and I have no complaints about them. Only thing, they are doing too much. So I feel the able-bodied society could give them a chance for them to exhibit the gifts of God which are in them.
And a warm thanks there to Professor João Coelho of the Catholic University of Louvain, Belgium.